My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Monday, the 31st of March, 2025, end of Q1, and a miserable day to end Q1, and a miserable quarter, really, isn't it? Been horrible. I'm sorry this is late. There's been loads of results out, so I'm not going to do too much macro news today, but lots of micro news. But I'll just skip over the summaries. For members of the club, of course, you can access all the final details on these companies on the spreadsheet. But yes, oh, by the way, I went to Master Investor on Saturday. Very nice to meet people I've only ever got in contact with online, especially a couple of members. Some new members joined as well, which is very good. Also spoke on the authors panel, which is quite nice. Not enough time, though. It's four of us and it's 20 minutes. But I met Sarah Lowther and Joanne Hart. And I've got to say, all lovely people. And Sarah was really lovely. And in fact, my wife was on our stand. They give, because I was invited by Harriman House. And I genuinely hate crowds of people. I like being in my office on my own with my dog. But so it's a bit of a shock for me. But my wife came and helped me. And she's on the stand. She did a good job. Even though she knows nothing about shares, she talked to everyone all day. And at one point, Sarah came over and gave her a drink. And because she could see she was a bit stressed and dehydrated. But so, Sarah, thanks very much for that. It's lovely. Anyway, let's get into some micro news. Or some macro news, first of all. The UK expects to be hit by Trump tariffs, they reckon. They've been chatting, Trump and Keir. And there's been constructive chat, apparently, on, because Trump is talking about countries with trade deficits, you know, to them. So, and the UK hasn't really. It's pretty much equal. There's no deficit or surplus, depending on whose figures you look at. But it seems quite flat. So they're hoping to get a deal there. I don't know if they'll get one, because then you'll have other countries, you know, jumping on the coattails, saying, oh, can we have a deal too? But I do think it's all about the deal with Trump. UK stock markets are down. I've said this many times. There's not many people Donald Trump answers to, but there is the markets he answers to. And when you understand that 60% of Americans are invested in the stock market, which it's half that over here in the UK, okay? A lot of those people have you know, money in their 401ks, which is their retirement plans. And of course, that's taken a bit of a knock. In fact, I think at the moment, look in the markets right now, look at the NASDAQ, it's down 1.29%, it's down 15% on its high. It's down 1.3% a day. The S&P is down 0.4%, but again, that's down, how much is that down? That's down close to 10% from its all-time high. Support level at 5,500, looks like. If it breaks that, it's going lower. I think it's going lower, to be honest. Because where will these tariffs lead? Unless they lead to some kind of deal, is nothing but problems for everyone. If he ramps up tariffs and you get European Union ramping up tariffs, where does it stop? So there's got to be a deal done. And there's a school of thought saying the markets will probably sell off until Wednesday because, you know, there's fear of the unknown. So we'll see what's going to happen Wednesday, but maybe you'll see a bounce on Wednesday because things are never bad as feared, generally. So, and I've heard many commentators, especially in America and CNBC, likening it to Brexit, whereas everything sold off in towards Brexit, and when it finally happened, the markets rallied. So it could be a case of that, but let's be honest, tariffs are no good for anyone. So that's the macro. Let's have some micro news. So alphabetical order. First and foremost, Altitude Group, ALT, 18 million market cap. And what did they come out with today? A trading update for the year. And to be honest, they're in promotional goods. For the half year, they did 14 million of revenue, up from 11. but they did a profit before tax of 35 grand, down from 31. Cash is a bit tight, so they have net debt of 583K. And I would say, even though the trading update there wasn't too bad, the brokers have downgraded their forecasts here. There's worries about, they do a lot of merchandising. They do merchandising, you know, sort of promotional goods, all that stuff. A lot of their customers are in America. And so due to the weakness of the dollar and uncertainty about tariffs, and on top of that, you know, on top of that, business uncertainty and, you know, lack of confidence. And I can't see the promotional market doing very well. So I'd say ignore this company for now. It may recover, but it may take a while. Next, Anpario. So they had, what is it, results out today? Yeah, full year results to 31st December. Very decent here. So they are an independent manufacturer of natural, sustainable feed additives for animal health, nutrition and biosecurity. So for the year, they did 23% growth up to 38.1 million. Profit for tax up 88%. To 5.1 million. They got net cash of 10 million, which was pretty much flat in the year. But yeah, decent set of results. Forecasts are improving. I'd say add it to your watch list. And do they pay a dividend? And a dividend of around 3%. So it's a decent company, watch list. Next, Artisanal Spirits Company, Art is ticker. They got a 23 million market cap. I'm just going to say ignore. You know, they've flat growth here. What was this, a trading update? It was full year results, 3%. So 23 million top line, flat on the year pretty much. Their loss before tax was at 3.1, down from 3.5. But they got net debt of 26 million. They have got some asset backing. But, you know, it doesn't really matter if you've got asset backing if the operational business is not performing very well, in my mind. So I'd say ignore. Next, Cloud Cuckoo. Or Cloud Cuckoo. It may as well be called Cloud Cuckoo. CLCO. What did they release today? Was it, results to the 30th of September, full year. Now, they've sold two parts of the business, so it's hard to see what's happening here, but revenue went up by 6%, but loss before tax increased by 31%. They've got net debt of 5.1. I think this now, the sale of two businesses clears that debt. But again, operationally, it isn't really performing. They're only a, what's their market cap? Let me just check what their market cap is. It's showing 1 million here. Wow. Yeah, so it's too small to go anywhere. I don't know what's happening here. Oh, by the way, just a quick look at the markets. I'll do the markets at the end. I'll go through the companies first. So ignore Cloud Cuckoo, whatever it's called. Cirata, again, they've done a contract win they've announced and their results today. They've tried to cover over their results with this, their contract win for 2 million. But this company is called One Disco, okay? They're on market cap. What's the market cap here? It's 22 million market cap. For the revenue for the year was $7.6 million, up 14% from 6.9, but loss before tax is 13.5 million. It's an improvement on last year, which is 36 million, but still, they're making a loss. They got still got net cash of 8.8 because they did a big fundraise, a massive discount, huge discount. But, I mean, look at the free cash flow of minus 14.8 million. It's halved, but nevertheless, I just think it's pointless. By the way, the broker forecasts I looked at, they were from September, which the company has subsequently missed in these results. So a bit of top line growth, but heavy losses, cash burn very high, ignore. Dialyte, they came out with an ahead of expectations trading update, but just ignore. Loss making, they got net debt. They're having to pay off a litigation claim. It's too risky. So I just say ignore. Even though they come up with a training update ahead of expectations, those expectations aren't good. For the last year, they did 90 million in revenue. What's the market cap? 48 million. 90 million in revenue, which is down from 91. A loss before tax of 20 million, which tripled pretty much because it was 6.6 for the previous year. They got net debt of 15 million. Ignore, ignore, ignore. Dialyte. So that's a change colour on my spreadsheet to red. Gaming Realms, GMR. So what is this? Is full year results, I think it was? Yeah. 31st of December. But top line up 21%. Profit for tax up 61% to 8.3 million. Net cash of 13 million up from 7.4. So all three metrics I'm looking for there, they've done well. They've increased every single one. Free cash flow is up pretty much 38%. So on every level, they're doing very well. So I'd say very good results, excellent margins, forecasts are showing continued improvement. The only worry is regulation of gambling companies, to which GMR supplies a lot of their tech to. But apart from that, operationally, the company is doing very well. And so the margins are phenomenal. Next, Inspired, INSE. Well, they had 92 million market cap, but their enterprise value is 151 million due to their debt. But they are saying they're going to bring that down. So they are the UK's leading energy and sustainability advisor. So what was the thing here? Is this full year results? Yeah. So full year results, 93 million top line, down from 98, which is 5% drop. But they did a profit for tax of 11.7 million, which is better than the loss they made last year of 6.1. They do have a net debt of 59 million, which is up from 48. So that's my only concern. Like I said, the results are okay and forecasts show potential growth, but with net debt at 59, this is a concern. But they've stated, following completion of a £26.7 million fundraising in January, the group pro forma net debt adjusted is going to be reduced to 1.47. The group is on track to achieve, ratio of 1x debt EBITDA ratio by the end of 26, and they expect to wipe out debt by 2027. Now, if this is the case, and they hit their targets on all forecasted metrics, including revenue, profit, and debt reduction, I'd say add to your watch list, because this could be a good turnaround play. But as yet, like I said, that debt is a bit of a worry, and it sort of needs to come down. Next, Itaconics, full year results, 6.5, what's the market cap? 16 million market cap. They are a sustainable ingredients and additives company manufacturing polymers and other derivatives from itaconic acid using a continuous proprietary process. So revenue, $6.5 million, down from 7.8, so it's a 17% drop. Profit or loss before tax, in fact, it's a loss before tax, increased by 23% to 1.8. They've got net cash of 5.4. So they did do a fundraise a while back. Even though the broker's quite bullish, which brokers always are, I'm going to say ignore. I mean, like I said, they did have a profit warning early this year. And they are expecting to grow for next year to $9.6 million from 6.5, and then to 13.3 in 2026, which they're hoping to get to break even. But it's a long way off. I mean, the positive is they've got cash. But even on, you know, like next year's 9.6, what are they? They're 2x sales, pretty much. So it's not as if it's cheap. So I'd say, you know, keep an eye on it, but, you know, it's not one to invest in for now. Next, Mind Gym. Ticker Mind, 20 million market gaps. This company's had an absolute nightmare over the last couple of years since COVID. So they did do a trading update. So revenues expect to be 38.6 and deliver profitable adjusted EBITDA in line with market expectations. They've got a £4 million overdraft facility, which is undrawn. They expect to have year-end cash of about 600,000. There's no growth. They're loss-making until 2026. Ignore. Port Merion, yeah, just ignore that company for now. Its top-line growth has gone down 11%. They made 45 grand profit for tax, and this is better than 8.5 million loss last year, but nevertheless, market cap 23 million. They got net debt of 12 million. That's increased from 7.9 million. Again, company's debt has tripled against a difficult environment. Ignore. Cortex, trading updates, QTX's ticker. So it was a trading update they reported, and they said subscriptions, they do telemetrics in cars and companies, fleet vehicles, all that stuff. And it's certainly quite good. Revenue and profit is forecast to grow every year. Margins are improving, and return on capital employed is about 30%. They have no debt, cash of $3 million, high recurring revenue, and pay a small dividend. Added to your watch list, QTX is ticker. Synectics announced a contract for $2 million. You probably know this. You know, I do own a business company. It's a cracking company, growing in all metrics. Only valued on a PE of 12. Market sell-off recently hit the share price. I wait for the share price to settle down, volatility to settle down, but it's definitely one to put on your watch list and consider if you do research, consider seriously. It's a very good company. But this £2 million was by West Midlands Police. We'll see Ocular upgrade WMP's existing surveillance solutions, infrastructure with leading edge. So they've got hardware and software, software's recurring, and they're winning quite a few contracts, so it's a very good company. Check them out. And finally, Spectra Systems, $97 million market cap. This is the full year results. They did 142% growth. Now, they do these big, quite lumpy contracts. That's the trouble. And so you can have some outstanding years, and then obviously the next year is hard to beat. But $49 million top line, up from 20. They did a profit before tax of 11.3, up from 7.4. Their net cash, 13.3. which is up from 30.2. So all the metrics are improving here. Enterprise value, by the way, $83 million, even though market cap's 97 because they've got cash of 13. So it's looking quite good. And the broker's forecast of 25 is looking very good. This is going to say $52 million top line, but adjusted profit tax jumps to 25 from 12. So this is a bit of a sell-off. Now, in 26, the top line does dip a bit from 52 to 51.1, and the profit tax goes back down to 15. So you see they have these lumpy contracts, and I don't know if this is priced in or not. What's the PE at the moment? A PE is 15 current year, 7.5 for next year, and then it goes back up to 12.5 for 26. So it's not bad, but I say it's quite these lumpy contracts can make it a bit volatile. But I'd say add to your watch list. That's it. Let's have a quick look at the markets. Indices, FTSE 100 is down 0.9% at 8582, FTSE 250 down 1.96%. Wow, to 19,475. The FTSE small cap down 1.9% to 6509. What the AIM All Share down 2%. Wow, the AIM All Share is at 682. Now the recent low was 678. 4 points off the recent low, which is an 18-month low. Commodities, Brent crude, up 1.6% to $74.72 a barrel. We've got gold, all-time high, again, up 1%. These are futures, $3,146 there. Like I said, my only play on that really is Ramsden's, who I know are going to release a decent update because they've said they're going to do it. And I wouldn't be surprised if they beat expectations because their margins went up on gold and it helps the entire business, even though there's four segments of the business. So they're not entirely a gold play, but I prefer that because if gold rolls over, they always get a margin anyway. It's not like gold producer. You have to, that's all you have is gold. If it goes down, you're knackered. Margins don't. Ramsden's don't. They have a margin, whatever the price of gold. But you find there's a heightened interest in selling gold when the price of it goes up. And of course, looking at some of the stocks today, they've all taken a battering apart from, apart from Personal Group Holdings, which is still rising today. It's risen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days in a trot. Of course, there's ex-dividend day coming up on the 3rd of April. They pay about a 7% dividend. So that's good. But what I'm finding, Ramsden's is holding its own little. It's come off a recent high from 248, but it's still 220 a share. And I'm finding dividend-paying stocks are holding up a lot better than my non-dividend-paying companies, which is, I suppose they're quite defensive because it's dividends, but there we are. What else is there? Copper. Did I look at copper? Where is that? Copper's down 2% a day. It's finally come off. Unlike gold, there was a technical play in it, but I think it'll start to roll over a little bit here. Because, of course, if tariffs goes on, then trade, global trade will decline, essentially. But it's down 1 point, almost close to 2% today, to 11,200. What else is there? Bitcoin's rolling over. No, it's not. It's bounced a little bit. It's at 1.5% to 83,634. But the last 2 days, it has been down. And that's up government, how much they're paying for their debt in the form of bonds. Of course, they issue bonds to raise money because they're skint. And depending how long they lend the money for, it's depending on how much they pay interest on it. Now, the two-year government bond yield is at 4.2%. It's pretty much flat today. And the 10-year is at 0.38. A pound will buy you 1 euro 19, and it'll get you $1.28. It was 1.29. In fact, it's close to 1.29, but just shy of that. That's it. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.